And that's actually not the capacity of the battery. So the battery has got more capacity, 58.
Mm-hmm.
We have a simulation model that for all the teams is the same. So basically the energy consumption is calculated with a simulation model to make sure that all the teams have got the right same conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So the physical battery as itself, we don't have much access to the data, because we're running a virtual model, and that virtual model is basically linked to the battery, mm-hmm. and that battery is proprietary information from McLaren.
Okay. And McLaren makes the batteries for all the teams?
They make the batteries for all the teams.
Okay, so you know, there's a lot of properties for batteries, like how fast they can discharge.
Exactly.
You know, if they can, you know, with the controller, how much regen happens. So I imagine that's kind of what you're focused on.
Exactly. So we have guidelines from the battery manufacturer, how much regen we can use. For instance, we can use now 250 kilowatt traction power.
250 kilowatt
traction and 250 kilowatt in regen for the battery.
Wow, that's quite a bit.
That's quite a bit. You know, it's quite a bit to do.
I mean, Chevy Bolt is 70 kilowatts.
Exactly. It's massively important. Also, that's also one of the reasons why we can run now 45 minute races,
mm-hmm.
because we started, you know, from in season 4, so the last season, we had 150 kilowatt regen power,
mm-hmm.
and the season before that we had only 100 kilowatt regen power. So it's going up
quite a bit.
And now we're coming to the point where we actually come to the physical limits of the car, because obviously we can only regen on the rear axle of the car, because our car is rear wheel driven.
But could you regen on the front wheels?
No, because we don't have a motor on the front side of the car.
Right.
So we can only regen on the back end of
right.
the car, which physics limits.
Right.
You know, once you lock up the rear wheels,
yeah.
then the driver's got a problem.
Right.
So we are now getting to the point where we are actually at the physical limit of mm-hmm. the car, what it can do.
Okay.
And then you can. At 250 kilowatt, it's quite a strong handbrake for the driver, you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, that I mean, I almost imagine that you wouldn't even need the brake, like physical brakes on the car.
Exactly.
So, yeah, forgive me, I'm not super knowledgeable about Formula E, but this year the controller is different. Each team has a different controller that
different powertrain, yes.
Yeah, based on how, you know, like strategies. Are you able to change that per race?
Yes, of course. You know, the powertrain is obviously fixed, uh-huh. because the hardware is sealed by the FIA.
Okay.
So basically, we're not allowed to mess around with that.
Okay.
Once we homologate the car, once the powertrain is sealed, that bit is fixed. But on the strategy side, obviously we are allowed to do what we do. So Formula E has got two phases. The race is an energy race. Qualifying is like classical race.
Speed.
Speed. So in qualifying, you have a good powertrain, good chassis, good driver, and it all needs to fit in one lap together. So you have to, the driver has to make it work in one lap. He's got only lap out, qualifying lap in, that's it. If he messes it up, he's on the back of the grid, doesn't have, you know, laps and laps to do that. The race itself is an energy race. So
so you could theoretically run out of electricity.
Yes, but the FIA, for instance, or the FIA tells you, okay, this circuit, you need to do 45 minutes. 45 minutes is, let's say, roughly 50 laps. Okay, your energy will be limited to 40 laps. You have to regen 10 laps of energy,
mm-hmm.
and you have to find a strategy to do that. So that's where the race becomes interesting,
mm-hmm.
because you need to find the strategy which gets you the quickest at the lowest energy consumption.
Right, so this is a whole different sport, really.
It's a whole different game.
Yeah,
it's a whole different game. And the strategy level that we have to apply, I think it's more than any other race series.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So you're like modeling the track each time, and
everybody's modeling the track. But it the trouble now is not the race now in season 5 is not a race with a fixed number of laps.
Right.
It's a race which is 45 minutes plus one lap. So it could happen, for instance, that what will happen is that the leader will define the length of the race. So the leader can decide, theoretically speaking, if he's close to the finishing line, within, let's say, within 2 seconds, he can decide to shorten the race or to make the race longer with one lap.
Right.
If you bet on the one lap shorter and he goes one lap longer, then you run out of energy.
Right. So you expect almost every driver to cross the finish line with almost no energy?
Yes. Well, that's what we already did.
Yeah.
Basically, the car in all the races, if the driver comes in and the car is not in shutdown, then he didn't do a good job.
Right.
So basically, what happens? You've got a trigger when you're at 0 kilowatt hours, and then the car ramps down in 5 seconds to.
Oh wow! So it's not like a.
Typically, the driver comes over the finishing line in that ramp down.
Wow.
It has to be like that, otherwise you're not racing.
Okay. So that's kind of interesting then, because like a typical battery on a typical electric car will ramp down slowly, a lot slower than that.
Yeah. So it will also ramp down if it gets too hot. So we have to look at your traction, your energy consumption. You have to watch at your battery temperature. You have to look at your insulation. Mm-hmm. So there are all kinds of factors that the engineers have to watch. So it's rather impressive to do.
Yeah.
Because the battery, if it gets too hot, it starts ramping down. You're losing power, so when you're losing power, you cannot reach it anymore. When you cannot reach it anymore, you have to use your brakes. When you use your brakes, you lose more energy. So it's all a vicious circle. So
right.
the game is rather complex.
Uh-huh. Interesting. It's like almost too much to think about. Like it's.
I think it's a thing that it'll just need time to understand it.
And what you know now from the FIA, is it are you going to have control over more of the parts of the system as the races continue?
Well, we have. We will have the control of the strategy as we planned it on the hardware. That's all finished for 1 year. So once you have your homologation,
right,
inspection, you get a document with your stamps.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
And how is the FIA to work with? Disclaimer: I used to work there, so they're great.
I think the FIA is learning a lot also on their side. I think it'll be an interesting journey. We are working together with them on the technical side. From a manufacturer, I'm sitting every month with them on the technical working group.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. I think it's for them a learning curve also. So there is, sometimes the FIA is right, sometimes the FIA is wrong. There's nothing much you can say about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the only race series at the moment which I would say is planning on a bright future.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's something new, and it moves forward.
Thank you.